bilingual education and to, in more in general term, to increase inclusive education. Also, concerning the measure taken to make educational facilities physically accessible to children with disabilities, is there a program to equip the school with the needed material to make them accessible for a broader categories of children? Also, is there something in place to train teacher about inclusion practice for children with learning disabilities? Are there some specific professional who come to the school to support the pupil about having disabilities and how to deal properly with them? Then finally, one question concerning human rights education. Is this in the program? At what level of the education? What kind of content? And very often we see that it's quite theoretical, and so is there a practical approach in informing children about their rights and about also remedies that are accessible to them? Since I have still 50 seconds, I will go back to the situation of children whose parents are deprived of liberty. This is also something that was mentioned. If I'm not mistaken, there is more than 27,000 persons in detention. That was figure from 2021. So that means that many children are affected by one member of the family being detained. Is there any specific program addressing those children? We know that the consequences on the children are maybe very important. More poverty, discrimination, stigmatization, less access to education, and so on. And also to access the parents and to visit the parents to keep the links between the child and the parents. And then we heard that the relation between the situation of children who are detained within the prison with the mother has improved, but what kind of program is concretely provided also to let them live as a child while they are in detention? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Van Kersbilk. And the last speaker is Ms. Faith Marshall-Harris, please.
Thank you, Chair. And I'm dealing here with the final cluster 11, and I will first address the matter of asylum